You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are listening to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon.
What's up, Shouter?
We are live every Monday at Blends 2 at 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. We encourage you to come out. Check us out every day. The doors open at 7 o'clock. We don't shut this thing down till about midnight or whenever Bailey tell us we got to get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Joining me every Monday is my co-host, Lico Brown.
Hey, what's up, Atlanta? What's up, world?
And we have today, I want to talk a little football. Because, you know, we had been on our music kick for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We've been on our music thing for a minute. I want to talk a little football and get our people in. But what we have today, my guy Dwayne coming in from the frontliners. Frontliners, the NYG front. You see what he got on.
But he ain't playing.
You see what he got on. So
draped in it.
I know since he was going to come out in the Giants apparel, I told him already I'm super sensitive. I'm super territorial. So I had to come out in
Giants ain't no threat.
You know that? I mean, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be a takeover in this mud. You know, I know we got Sheldon in the building from Greenwood Whiskey. He a New Yorker too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to be a takeover. You know, I'll be the only man in the room fighting. For the A, you know what I'm saying?
I see you wore your brim. Made sure you wore it today. He don't even be wearing it like this. I see. He knew he was getting ready for you before you got here.
Yeah. They know.
Okay.
So, once again, Wayne, man, I want you to tell us about the frontliners because I think it's dope what you're doing with the group
organization. Introduce yourself first for those of us who don't know. Let them know who you are, where you're from. Your height, your weight, all that shit on your license.
You want the tail or the tape?
Peace, everyone. This is Dwayne. All my peoples call me Bakes.
Hey.
I'm one of the co-founders of the Frontliners, originally from the island of Jamaica, raised in New York City, and I've been residing in Atlanta now for about 17 years.
Damn, man. Okay. He really from the whole East Coast.
Right.
From the islands.
I'm from
to the
deep
top
south.
Of this shit.
You don't get no deeper than Jamaica.
So. The Frontliners, tell us about the organization. Tell us about the group. Y'all do a lot. Y'all community service. You traveling. You going on the road with your whole thing. I got some more New Yorkers in the building coming in too. Shout out to my Dr. David Anderson in here. We're gonna get with him in a minute too.
Tell
me about the Frontliners, brother.
So the organization, we kicked it off around 2017. Kicked it off in 2017, so we kind of started off in the bars first, and we were doing that, and we decided that everyone was already doing that, and we wanted to do something different, so we took it on the road. So we go to about 6 games on the road a year, and then with that, we make it a takeover weekend. So when we get to a spot, we have a meet-and-greet event, a little party kickoff. Saturday, we get up in the morning and we do some community service for about an hour or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In whatever city.
Whatever city we at, we give back. We go out there and give some community service. We did 411. We've done trash collection around lakes in Tampa. We've done food banks in Chicago. L.A., we did. What we do in L.A.? L.A., we did a science.
You ever go commando, no permits?
Nah, we usually just try to collaborate with an organization that's looking for volunteers, and we work that way. So that way, we know people. We try to give back and then promote through the community. And then on Sunday we hold our big tailgate, and then the game, or Monday if it's a Monday night game. So that's what we do, and it's pretty unique because a lot of folks aren't really doing that. They really party and get up and tailgate. But I'm passionate about community. And giving back, that's something that's been instilled with me, my family. Being from the Caribbean, my mom is heavy in the church, so community service is always part of something that we do.
How you got time to do this, bro?
We make time, man. We make time. It's a long weekend.
What do you do what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I work in IT, and I work for hospitals. Mm-hmm. We build out their systems, so... But when I'm on traveling, boy, I take my time off, man, because they know I love my football.
Okay.
They know going in, I'm like, listen,
okay,
I got these games I got to go to.
Right.
I do my community service, so they love what I do, so I get my time to do that.
Nah, so that's all organic.
How is it?
I like that.
How is it that it's the Giants and not the Jets? You know what I'm saying?
Just, well, I came. To
I
the
heard the realest New Yorkers are Giants fans. Like Jets fans, it, be like,
I don't know. I always ask. You know what I'm saying?
It's the tale
Where
of
do
the
Jets fans even come from? Explain.
Probably from past family members.
God damn.
Let's keep it a buck. I mean, the Jets don't win, bro. I mean, yeah, the Jets don't win. They got one chip. You know, they had a couple of little runs.
How many of the Giants got? Two?
They got four.
Four.
Yeah.
You know, they got two with Eli.
That's why I said two. Yeah. I don't know about
that. And then, you know, with LT.
Yeah, we got two LT with Eli. We got 86, 90, 07, and 2011. LT got two.
Yeah.
Oh,
86 and 90.
Okay.
But hold on.
We're
going to get to that. We're going to get in the trash talking. You see, you got there.
Yeah, I see him.
We're going to get in the trash talk.
Talking shit when I'm blowing his stick. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
So when y'all go to these spots, like how do you pick? Whenever the schedule comes out, you pick the games and you say, I'm going to go to these particular ones?
So in the beginning, I started picking the games. And like the very first one was when we played Atlanta in, I believe, 2017, 2018.
Okay.
So we had a huge tailgate.
Hold on. That ain't the one where he caught the ball on his head.
He's talking about when we played the Falcons. That was the David Tyree legendary catch.
Man, that,
but we started that one and it was a huge, and everybody was like, yo, we gotta do one next year, it was just really something that it was organic that it happened.
Right.
And then we said, let's get out on the road and do these. So usually I look at their away schedule and I'd pick a game. And then we try to do somewhere, preferably if it's warm, preferably where we can drive to. So we like the second one we did was in Tampa.
Right.
We drove down to Tampa. And that was right after the hurricanes. That's how we ended up doing 411 that Saturday to help during the volunteering for that way, calling folks and calling elderly and making sure they were okay and things like that. And then we had a super dope tailgate, and we actually won that game too. But so now what I do is, because we're so much larger now, I'll post the away games and I say, yo, let's pick where we want to go. And then the ones that gets the most votes, that's where we went to. So last year we did L.A. We were able to do L.A. 2 years ago, but then COVID happened.
Right.
So then we went back to L.A. again, and then we did L.A., which was super dope, man.
Have you gotten any recognition from the organization yet?
Not yet. That's something I'm working on. Trying to move towards a 501c and then looking to partner with the New York Giants in the near future.
As you should.
Hey, but like I said, you to my 501c, I got a financial guru in the building.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to need to chop it up with
him. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. You got to, he don't know it, but I'm going to lean on him a whole lot because we finna get this thing popping.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
definitely.
Everybody, I want to say thank you to you gentlemen for giving me this opportunity to come out and spread the word about the organization, because I think what we do is really great. And, I'm a Giant fan, but when we go out, like the last one to L.A., we actually partnered with the L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
So we did our first group tailgate with the L.A. Chargers, and it was super lit, man. It was dope, and they showed us mad love. So we get mad love when we go out on the road, man. People recognize us now, and people hit me up all the time. Every game, like we're going out to Tennessee.
You got a brand now.
Yeah, so we're going out to Tennessee.
Brand recognition.
That's like, this year? Y'all having a tailgate?
That's this year, Tennessee?
Yeah, first game, September 11th. But we're not doing a tailgate that. We're just going up to watch the game, and folks are like, yo, we want a tailgate. So it may happen organically. We don't know yet. But our tailgate this year is going to be in Jacksonville.
Okay.
That's the weekend of October 23rd. That's right when we come back from London. Because we play in London. We play the Packers in London. So we're heading out. A couple of us are heading out for that one as well.
It's always a groggy game coming back from London, man. That travel, that time difference.
But we love
the
team, it, man.
Always going to a little lower. That'll take a toll on
we'll
the team.
We'll see. But we was out there. We went 2016 as well. Yeah, we went out there in 2016 as well. So we love traveling, man. So wherever the Giants is, we try to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Real fan shit. Real
absolutely. So, no doubt. So,
real fan
you
shit.
Know.
I like that, man. I like that. Y'all having fun traveling. So tell me, give me a road trip horror story.
Oh.
Where this shit ain't right. We might need to get the hell out of here, or either one of them, or just somebody.
Ain't no damn football team in Mississippi.
This guy here crazy.
So my wife may not want me to tell this one, but I'm gonna tell it. Mrs. Baker, she'll be all right. She know I love her. Shout out to the wife. But our second tailgate, in Tampa,
early in the game.
We did a tailgate. We came back. We did an after party back because there's a Giants club called the Suncoast New York Giants, and they had a spot. We went back to the spot. We met a bunch of people, and one of the ladies there was cool, and she kind of befriended us and was talking with her. And her son was there, and her son wasn't too happy, I guess, with the camaraderie. And, oh, boy, stepped to me.
Leave my mom alone, nigga.
Dude stepped to me, and I'm like, so I played it Greenwood off. Whiskey. I tried to squash it, and dude really, like, wanted to roll up on me. So,
like, if I catch you talking to my mama one more time, partner.
So I stepped out. They tried to calm him down. His partner came like, yo, I need you.
Oh, he made a scene like that?
Yeah, he was making a scene. I walked out of the bar.
So it was because you were, was it because it was just a friendly environment?
That nigga mama chose.
It was nothing there. I was there with my lady. My lady was out in the car.
That's what I'm saying.
His mama chose him. He ain't had nothing to do with the choosing.
Nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying?
Choosing Susan.
I just wanted to make a distinguish. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, they let dude out the spot. He tried to roll up on me, but I was deep.
Yeah.
One of my man grabbed him and like, dude, you need to go home, bro, because we here deep.
Was it
in
alcohol or anything?
Was it one too many?
That's the old saying.
It could have been that too. I don't know what his problem was. His mom was very apologetic. I didn't try to do it because I was like, bro, you not looking for this action out here.
Well, his mom must have gave you a look that was just.
You was looking like food out there.
Bro, I don't know what he was mad at. I'm with my lady.
Yeah, he ain't seen none of that.
I was looking for none of that, but he wanted that smoke. So he wanted the smoke. So
did your wife give you any hair? Like, did she believe you?
Yeah, she didn't give me. Yo, my wife gangster, bro.
Okay.
She was ready for the. She was ready for the smoke.
Okay.
She was ready for the smoke.
Okay.
So I had to stop her.
I just hope that.
But when she found out, she tried to rush Buddy.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know your wife. I don't know how many of y'all married, man, or got a long term girl with you. Man, they get so brave when you be on scene. But yeah.
I'm trying to stop her.
She'll get you in some more shit. Then you was not really trying to get into.
He'll fuck up everybody in here. Yeah. He's like, wait a minute.
Why is you swinging on this grown ass man after I done already assessed the situation?
Yeah, so.
But shout out Mrs. Baker because she's just trying to hold it down.
Yeah, she's trying to hold her brother down. But, I was trying at all costs to avoid it because I didn't know what his problem was. I was looking for no action. So, but my boys was there and they was like, bro, you don't want the smoke, bro. It's all of us and you and your mom. So.
See, shit like that get niggas RICO charges in rap music. But in other,
here you go.
He's straight. It's just a homie looking out.
Yeah, free.
Damn. So, Miss DA, man.
Right. You seen
Freedom
the,
Boys, man.
Did you see the interview today? She hit them indictments out there today and said,
I know some niggas
it
will
not
boots.
That gang activity will not be tolerated. Now, we'll get to that.
So glad to be
right now. I want to get
a civilian.
Right.
Fuck
it. I want to get your opinion now as a New York Football Giants fan. What's your outlook for this season?
Bro, to keep it a buck.
Because you're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, we're going to
Tennessee. And I know y'all ain't going just bashful. You got to go talking shit.
Yeah, we're going to always talk
my
shit.
My nephew going to beat y'all up, though. Malik, he going to run.
I don't know if he's going to be starred game one.
Yeah.
Why? Who going to – you think the other
– I'm telling you, I don't think he's starting game one.
It's going to be Malik.
Listen, we're going to go up there. We're going to put it on. But in terms of the system that we're in a new system.
Right.
I'm a realist. I'm not one of them, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Like, we're not going to do nothing.
I think we're going to be a 500 team this year. New offense.
You
going to
be that good?
I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for, 500.
I know we ain't
going to be 500. So starting in the division, what do you see yourselves doing against the Cowboys? Do you split?
I'm hoping for a split.
Okay.
I hate the Cowboys.
The Eagles.
hate the Eagles too. I hate them all.
I mean, I know the hate is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can sit here and ask me about Tampa.
I think we're probably the third best. It'd be Cowboys, Eagles.
You're finishing in front of the Commandos.
Finish in front of the Commandos, yeah.
The command is that who they are?
No, Commanders. The Commanders, but yeah.
The Commandos. That's when you out here with no draws on.
that money, that's all they came up with.
That's all they could come up with. Yeah. He didn't really want to change that name.
He really
man.
Did not. He got his hand forced.
Yeah. So like I said, I wanted to go through, man. I wanted to go through the whole thing. Like, I wanted to talk to top 100. And we didn't get a lot of love on the top 100, but I didn't expect the Falcons to get a lot of love. You know
what
I'm saying?
We ain't getting no love either, bro.
On the top 100. No love.
We ain't getting no love.
They gave
us a little bit of love.
I would assume, I thought they might have squeaked Saquon Barkley in there.
He's not in there.
But based off of the injury, I guess he's on the outside of the club too.
Yeah. We got Leonard Williams in 97.
And yeah, see? Going to it, we had this kind of talk like offline, man. I can buy the whole Tom Brady GOAT thing, but I don't believe that in year, what is this, 21?
Yeah, I don't.
That I'm
don't,
supposed
yeah,
to believe that Tom Brady
agree.
Is number one in the top 100 of NFL players.
And then to win the Super Bowl number, last year.
Number one or two? Why? It probably could have been two because he didn't win it, but.
Why?
Because he.
It's not a lifetime achievement award. It's not a lifetime achievement award.
Okay, well then just look at the number last year.
They wasn't that hot. He was okay. They got a stacked squad.
Man,
you got a stacked squad. Y'all running the ball.
A lot of teams have a stacked squad.
Nah, they don't. Not like Tampa Bay.
Don't put the numbers up, man.
Not like Tampa Bay.
You got to throw the ball. If somebody got to catch it. They got to complete.
It's going to be different this year.
Right.
No Gronk. No AB.
Well,
it's definitely going. You're going to feel them. You're going to feel them.
He tried to supplement that with Julio Jones, but we all know how I feel about Julio Jones.
Julio finna get Brady the best he got.
Julio best football behind him, man.
Yeah.
Both of their best football behind him.
Julio best football behind him.
But he finna get a time.
And that's why I say he's not the top player. If you're telling me we starting a team and we playing for this year, and number one is Tom Brady, number two is Aaron Donald, which one are you starting your team with?
I'm starting my team with Aaron Donald. That's the closest thing to Lawrence Taylor.
This year, not in the past.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not in the past. I mean, I won't take away any of Tom Brady's accomplishments, even though I may
feel. Somebody need to tell him to sit down, though.
Even his wife
break.
Trying to tell him to sit down.
He going
to
break. Like
he just not listening to her.
Some going
to
break. He going to – I ain't trying to wish it on him, but –
Yeah, he's one of those players that you gotta cart him off the field. He's not gonna leave able body.
But see, I respect shit like that. Me personally. So you supposed to play this shit to your body say
so
no
this,
more.
So this is what I had a basketball coach tell me this, and he referenced it to like he was coaching in the league and all that. He was like, dude, some guys just don't want to go home.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You done played in the league for so long, you've been on the road, you know these guys. And then you sit at home for a couple months and you realize, like, I look around, like, I really don't like these motherfuckers. Like, I don't, my wife fussing at me all the time. She want me to do all kind of things. The kids want me to go all the kind of places to talk to people I don't want to talk to.
I don't want to do all this stuff.
So,
yeah, he only had to deal with his family for like 3 months a year.
What'd you say, baby?
You
I got to go to training camp. Training camp starting up next week. I got to be out
Does
of here.
That make you an asshole, though? I'm just.
To your wife, it is.
Yeah, to your family, maybe.
But she's been trying to get him to stay home for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady could have legit been a house husband. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With the money she make. But he out here, and salute to him, he's being his own man.
Not even getting his check,
but getting these W's. He's arguably getting these rings.
And the check.
So.
Where did my phone go?
I want to go through once again, man. Like, we want to go through this top 100 because there was a lot to disagree with in terms of who some of these players are and how they – like, we just go start with the top 10. Like, number one was Tom Brady. I told y'all I don't really agree with Tom Brady. Anybody here think Tom Brady is number one?
To be doing what he doing at that –
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Why y'all saying that? I don't get that.
He's not the best player right now. Come on.
I don't think Tom Brady gave the best chance to win game in, game out this season.
It ain't about game in, game out. It's about when it counts.
That's what the definition of the best player is.
No, it's about when it counts. That's the best.
So, hold up. So we
game
got,
in, game out don't mean nothing. It's get to the playoffs and then it counts.
I will agree with that. I will agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Number two, Aaron Donald. I believe he should be number one. Number three, Aaron Rodgers. Do you believe Aaron Rodgers should be is the third best?
Yeah, I don't see why he ain't.
I mean, top three, I could give it that. He's probably the best skilled quarterback in the league.
And
best veteran skilled quarterback in the
league. Time will tell on this one just because of how the season plays out. You lose your top receiver. You got a running back, you know, that's okay. Your offensive line is okay. There's nothing dynamic about the Green Bay Packers offense other than the fact that you have Aaron Rodgers.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? So, time will tell on this one. This is where I have a question.
Come on with it.
Cooper Kupp.
I kind of think he's getting a little bit.
Cooper Kupp.
He's a good receiver, but I think
he had an exceptional season last year. He had an exceptional season last year.
No, like he had one.
He did everything that a wide receiver could do last year.
He had
is it green?
Huh? I just think they putting too much gas on it.
Ain't nothing coming out?
He had a great year.
Say something real quick. Is it light green?
Turn the mic on.
Keep going.
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on. I got you right here.
What's up, Jay Reesky?
Okay. No, we good.
Oh.
Right. You like Cooper Kupp. Why you like Cooper Kupp?
Hey, man.
You in front of that speaker. I like Christian McCaffrey. He got – why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why do you like Christian?
Bro, they ate the juice. They drunk the juice, bro. Because, look, man, that ain't your average white boy, man.
He stayed getting hurt.
But, shit.
He didn't play with three games last year.
Who the hell is talking about Julio Jones?
Why would you bring him up?
You said he stayed getting hurt. Julio ain't been says goddamn shit since 2016.
Played what about three games last year and then
three games. They think he's gonna be the shit when he get to Tampa, bro. That man ain't gonna make it past week four. I put $100 bet on it. $500.
I'm not talking about Julio Jones.
No, we ain't talking about that. I'm addressing
the Christian McCaffrey speech.
Christian Kupp wasn't true.
I ain't got no problem with Julio. I mean, he was a good receiver, when you think about it, was a pro. I don't make no bones about it.
I do.
I mean, I think he the best out of them two, other than other white boys that done came out.
So,
quarterback became receiver, Super Bowl champion now. Like, bro, like Snoop said, man, you got to give respect when respect due, bro.
Dude's legit.
Who are we talking about? Cooper Kupp. Got open last year. He benefited in a pretty good system with McVay, and he got open and he did his thing. He didn't disappoint. I will say that he didn't disappoint. Number five, Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor is a good running back. I don't think Jonathan Taylor deserves to be in front of Derrick Henry.
Hell no. He damn sure don't.
He don't. I agree, he just had a really good season. He had a monster season.
So that's number
five.
A lot of this is really based on what happened last year.
Derrick Henry.
But that's the same argument I got for Tom Brady. Like, okay, last year, no. But in general, like, I ain't choosing nobody over him long as he playing. Nobody.
Now, I can understand that. Like, I that's one of those things, like when you say with Steph Curry or on a basketball court, I ain't picking nobody over Steph Curry if Steph Curry on the floor. Or some people feel that way about LeBron or whoever, but I can get
MJ.
That. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. So, Devontae Adams is seven, and then Pat Mahomes is number eight. Is Pat Mahomes...
D-Hop? What number is D-Hop?
They hating on Pat. D-Hop, Pat need to be
D-Hop down in the
Pat
down
need
the list.
Way
D-Hop, D-Hop is suspended. Number five is Jonathan Taylor.
I don't think he the best running back in the
number
league.
Number six is T.J. Watt. Hold on, what you got? Something?
he ain't the best defensive end in the league.
Hold on.
Not T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt had a monster
he's a
season, Steel,
bro. He's a Steelers fan.
Oh, you a – man, KG, man, you my dog, bro.
T.J. had a monster
your
season.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd knock T.J. Watt ass out, Mike.
Bro, you will not.
Pass
the microphone.
You can't even make it to the bathroom without hurting yourself.
You know what, man?
Take that man drink.
Greg, why they doing me like this, man? I got a 4-3-40, man. Let's race right now. Lico, me and you.
All right, we're going to put that is going to be for the intermission.
Yeah, yeah. Just wait on
That's going to be for the intermission. I would love for y'all. We going viral on that one.
You the only
like one. I said, number 6 was T.J. Watt. Number 7, Devontae Adams.
None of them guys better than Patrick Mahomes after you get past.
But that's what I was going to say.
After you get past Aaron Rodgers, you got to stop disrespecting that boy.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. Devontae Adams was a dope receiver. But Devontae Adams is not more important than Pat Mahomes, in my opinion.
So where they got the young boy rated at Alabama last year?
Which one?
2 years ago.
Alabama.
No, you're talking about Jackson.
No, not Jackson.
Who?
What?
Mac Jones? Your quarterback?
Quarterback?
Quarterback for the Patriots?
Mac Jones.
No,
hell no. He
the only one. Jalen Hurts?
He's the only white boy.
Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is not in the top 10.
Why you name so many teams right
there? Are you serious? Joe Burrow's not the top 10?
He's not in the top 10.
Not top 10.
He's not in the top 10.
That's crazy as hell, bro. I'd take his ass over Devontae.
Let's stay right here. Let's stay right here.
To the Super Bowl.
What's the Burrow's hate? That boy be standing in the pocket getting his face man making
complete. That's who I'm getting to.
He's not in the top 10.
I don't know if he got me.
Shit. What about the receiver?
Your quarterback is just standing there fire and still throw their pants.
True.
On
now,
the
let's round out this top 10. Like I said, number 6, T.J. Watt. Number 7, Devontae Adams. I don't agree. I wish you could. I think Pat Mahomes should be a lot higher on the list, but Pat Mahomes is number 8. Number 9 is Jalen Ramsey. Number 10 is Travis Kelce. That's your top 10.
What about Travis Kelce in the top 10?
Travis Kelce is arguably the top wide receiver in the league.
Top tight end. Definitely.
Tight end. Hunter, my bad.
Top tight end.
What about Hunter?
He benefited from Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, hold up,
Pastor.
That's what I was just finna say there right now.
Right, they have Jonathan
Taylor from Indy.
Yeah. Say what you said again.
Derrick Henry.
Travis Kelce benefited from Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill blowing the top off of it. Like, underneath, like, yo, you're going to eat. Everything is leaning towards Tyreek Hill taking him away.
He's
going to eat
everything, bro.
You can't take that away from him. He's good, but top 10?
Yo, come on now. Top 10?
I do agree with you, though. He benefited from –
Yeah, he definitely benefits. I said the same thing about Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp benefits from having a good system around him in place, and it got him open. Like how many people were actually, if you got Odell Beckham on one side, are you really checking for Cooper Kupp?
Hey, but listen, Cooper Kupp put in work before Odell Beckham
he did.
Even got there.
But he wasn't, he wasn't getting the accolades. He wasn't ranked number 3 in the damn top 100.
He just had a monster year. I mean,
he had a monster year.
Number 4, I said
number
3.
I ain't going to hate on him. He did his thing.
But yeah, I got a problem with Devontae Adams, too, though. Like,
I said that, too. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they force-fed that man a rock out there.
It's because Aaron Rodgers didn't have anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't have anybody else, so he's going to make some shit work. And Devontae Adams was just the most consistent guy that he can count on. So he was the beneficiary of getting these passes.
We can't play.
He might be in there, but based off last year, they put him in the top 20, I think, last year because they thought he was coming back. He was gonna excel. So, going through number 11, I can't dispute this. He could probably be higher. It's Myles Garrett. Hold on. Let me get through the list. Number 11 is Myles Garrett. You know what I'm saying? He's a force.
Yes. Yes.
Number 12, Derrick Henry. I told y'all I thought he deserved to be higher. I believe he's better than Jonathan Taylor just because.
I think he's the best in the league.
I believe so also.
I can't deny that.
Yeah, he's a certified beast, man.
He don't show up in the post
And then here we go. We got another QB coming up at number 13 with Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? Does anybody dispute Josh Allen at 13?
No, where is Burrow?
We already did.
Mahomes ahead of him. Mahomes at seven.
Did we read Burrow's yet?
Burrow.
We haven't reached Joe Burrow.
Yeah, okay, well then that's the bullshit.
Absolutely, I agree. Come
that's
on,
bullshit.
You
right,
pick, so
right
we pick it, we picking Burrow over Josh Allen.
Absolutely, yes, we are. Yeah, I take that.
That's the bullshit right there.
It's coin flip to me. I like Josh Allen.
He's dope.
I like Josh Allen,
but
Josh Allen.
I don't think the runner up should be lower than the dude that won lost in the AFC. Right.
I can agree with that. Yeah. I can agree with that. And knowing what he doing, doing what he did with a limited offensive line.
Right, because he was getting hammered.
Right.
Boy. He was getting hammered. And so, he stood tall in that pocket and delivered a rock.
Dimes.
So then number 14 we have Trent Williams, tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. Handling business. I can rock with Trent.
He's a dog.
See, that's what means something to me, man, like standing in that fire because – it just says something about how he gonna lead under pressure.
Yeah,
too.
It says you get a lot of respect from your teammates.
Absolutely.
That way. Number 15, we got the cheater Tyreek Hill coming in at 15. I can respect that.
No, I can't either because they gotta put some more respect on Tyreek.
Yeah, he could have been right.
Tyreek is magical, bro. Like, stop playing.
So you got Travis Kelce over Tyreek Hill?
Me personally, yeah.
No.
You got no, Travis sir. Kelce over yes, Devontae Adams.
No, sir.
I mean, you got Hill over Adams.
Here, I do.
I got Hill over Adams.
Yeah. I do too.
I got Hill over Adams.
Just because the position, he's moved the chains. But Tyreek Hill is an exceptional talent in terms of the speed. I understand that, but I'm saying in terms of the safety valve and the integral part, like there were games where Tyreek Hill only caught one pass.
Because they're going to double him and keep a man over top.
Exactly.
Are we going to sit here and act like Travis Kelce not getting double teamed with a linebacker and the safety coming over the top? He not getting a double team?
Them slew foot ass linebackers, man. Come on.
I just watched Tyreek Hill beat everybody on defense and had to slow down because Tua underthrew him and he had to slide back and catch it. So the same thing, sorry ass linebackers. He Kelsey's bigger than and probably more athletic than, versus cornerbacks that yes they may be fast, but they ain't Tyreek Hill fast. Same thing. You can beat your coverage either way. I think that the way that Andy Reid's offense is set up is that the tight end is more important than this one fast guy was. Was Ertz more important than what's your guy?
That's his primary
Deshaun Jackson.
That's his primary underneath target for sure. But
I mean, he
value on the field. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Moving the chains. You know them corner routes in the end zone, them jump balls, 50-50. Hill not gonna get no 50-50 balls in the air, but Kelce gonna take all of those.
Hold on, AB.
But Tyreek Hill, to me, this is me. It's not just about the speed. I mean, to me, he the same kind of player as Brown. AB. They it's almost the same player to me. They know how to sit in pockets. They know how to run routes. Everybody don't run routes. You ask somebody to do a zero dig and then bust a post. Can they really do it and just leave? I mean, them boys got exceptional speed with great route running.
I also agree with that.
That's a fact.
It's a fact. But I also believe you benefit from a quarterback like Pat Mahomes. We're going to see how all of that translate when you have
Mahomes
Tua. You know what I'm saying? When you have Tua, we're going to see how all that translates into whether it's W's, whether it's stats. We'll see how all that translates.
Tua got to hit that weight room so he can throw farther.
Travis Kelce will not be the number one tight end this year.
No?
He will not lead tight ends in receptions and yards this year. Watch. Y'all going to see what the difference of not having Tyreek Hill there. I'm telling
you. Oh, yeah. That's what all I'm looking for is how they're going to adjust to that. Cause
we can see. I mean, I'm not all the way arguing.
Yards.
So, coming back, like I said, Tyreek Hill is number 15. G. Rush going to like number 16. They got Michael Parsons, number 16. I think the young boy showed out last year. and made a name for himself. He a beast. He can play all over the place. He making Dan Quinn look like he's actually knows what he a little bit about football. You know what I'm saying? And look, thank you. He don't know shit about football. Number 17, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, receiver, Minnesota. Young dude, put up numbers straight out of LSU. Number 18, Shaquille Leonard. I can't argue with that. Number 19, we got Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo, in terms of value, and this is what I like to see, in terms of value, like how valuable you are to your squad. I think he might need to be a little higher based off what he does. He's taking handoffs. Right. He's catching balls out the backfield, taking screens.
Now, how you going to say that and then don't value Tyreek in the same way?
Tyreek Hill ain't nobody ever turned the ball around and handed the ball off to Tyreek Hill.
Debo do too much,
Debo was the running back, the wide receiver, the tight end. He was all of the above,
They might not hand it to him, but they toss.
He gets some in-arounds and tosses. Like, he does. Yeah, yeah. Some gadget plays.
Put it to you like this. They tried to railroad Deebo Samuel on his contract because he took so many handoffs that they wanted to pay him like a running back instead of paying him like a wide receiver.
Tight end,
You know what I'm saying? That's how they played that. They tried to play that game on him. You know what I'm saying? That's how the business of football and how they try to run you through the ringer.
Technically,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was highly disrespectful, man.
So number 20, J.C. Jackson, with the he's cornerback for the Chargers. So this is supposed to be a list ranking based off your peers and how your peers believe, but I don't know.
How many people in the league voted? They say based off your peers, like what peers?
Well, plus
the majority.
What's the weight on it? Like, are we taking average? Are we taking, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the entire weight?
Who's the 100th person?
Right. Oh, let me go. So, want to know the 100th person? Let me go through that. Let me go through this whole list.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah. So we can go.
I just want to know. You know, I'm one of them type of niggas.
Hold on, this is good. This 100 through 91. We can start from the Tizop. Number 100. Ooh, shit. Kyle Juszczyk. Fullback. Fullback.
He blocking for Deebo.
They still got them in the lead.
It ain't but like three teams that got fullbacks.
Yeah.
Honestly, it ain't but like three teams. Number 99, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, number 99. David Montgomery, running back for the Bears, is number 98. Anybody think he should be higher? Leonard Williams. Sure. There you go. That go to Giants. Leonard Williams, crack in, number 97 on the defensive end.
Only one we got.
Jimmy Ward.
That's the only player you got on the list.
On the list. Jimmy Ward, number 96.
No Saquon.
We ain't got nobody on the list.
Who? That's Mac Jones played for the Patriots. New England. That's Patriots.
That's right.
He was drafted by the Patriots. Yeah. No, Daniel Jones. Is the Giants quarterback.
I don't think Daniel Jones on this list.
I know he's not on this list.
I don't think we got nobody on the list, dude.
Yeah, we do.
Who we got on the list?
Cordell Patterson is on the list. And not Grady. It's another one we got on the list, too. So CeeDee Lamb is number 95, which I think he's low. The Cowboys are going to depend on CeeDee Lamb a lot.
They got rid of old boy.
Yeah.
I don't think him and Dak getting along.
Justin Tucker is – Hold on. Say that again because you hit on something right there.
I don't think CeeDee Lamb and Dak get along personality-wise.
And that is why they had to get rid of – his name escaping me right now. He went over to Cleveland.
Damn.
But
Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Amari Cooper.
Exactly.
Because he was targeting Amari Cooper a whole lot more. CeeDee Lamb wasn't putting up those
Cooper's
numbers.
Cooper's that guy, even though I'm not a Dallas fan, but Cooper's that dude, man.
So, 94, Justin Tucker.
He just became that because he was in the shadow.
Number 93, Von Miller.
Oh, yeah, they tripping.
That's uber disrespectful.
Man. Number 93.
They tripping.
Like, damn, that's crazy. Tyron Smith, tackle, offensive line, Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you have to be a film watcher to be like, hell no, nah, I ain't fucking with that offensive lineman. I mean, to dispute that one way or the other, you got to really be in the tape. You know what I'm saying? Number 91, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Atlanta Falcons. Tight end. And it's, we're going to lean on him a whole lot this season. He's going to be somebody that we got to, that's going to open it up. If Drake is going to be a decent receiver, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to hinge off of how the defense plays Kyle Pitts. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that work out.
It's going to work out like we going home.
What do you mean we going home?
Early.
Well, I don't think anybody, and I say that, I take that back. Because I was talking to a dude today in the barbershop, and this nigga told me that before preseason, he had the Falcons going around 500 area. And now that he see what he liked in the preseason, he think we could win about 10, 11 games. And I just stared at him like, God damn, where do you think these wins coming from? Like, have you seen the schedule? Like, the Falcons has one of the toughest schedules in the fucking league. Like, to the point where, like I told you, my boy, I got a bunch of dudes up in D.C. and we betting, we going back and forth. And one of my boys bet me that the Falcons wouldn't win three games. That's the bet. Three games. All we got to do is win three games. And I win.
Y'all can't get three?
Yeah, we could get three.
I say this about the Falcons. Chemistry is contagious.
Yeah.
So, really, with me seeing what the starting, you know, offense have done and moving the ball down the field, you don't know till you know it's really time to play. So, you know, they got a tough-ass schedule, but chemistry is contagious.
Number 9 toughest schedule in the league.
Right.
Is that it, man? I believe it's higher than that. But
right.
Man, we can't. Bro, we can't beat the top college.
I don't think they're going to be able to stop nobody. Stop. That's the problem. I just think the defense.
We can't beat the top college team right now.
Oh, man. Hold on. Say, what did you? I missed that whole thing.
I said we can't even beat the top college team right now.
Not McCormick. Hold on. There's no college team that can beat an NFL team.
I don't know now.
There is a couple of them Alabama teams, a couple of them Oregon teams. When you talk about grown men playing for their family, and you finna let a 19-year-old boy whoop your ass.
Ain't none of y'all niggas like to do more than embarrass an old nigga. That's high on their list of achievement.
We are not talking about embarrassing an old dude in the park.
You forgot how stupid that young nigga shit is, though.
You know how much power is wrapped up in stupid? Yeah, it is, dog. Ain't no old dude. Hold on. So, but once again, just to slide out real quick, show you the Falcons schedule. Start out September 11th against the Saints. I like us. With the Saints got a new coach.
Who the Saints quarterback?
Jameis.
I give y'all that one. Yeah,
famous Jameis.
They starting over two.
Crab legs. He's too up and down.
Yeah. So
when he up,
he up
though.
Yeah.
When he up, he up. Crab true.
Legs. Yeah. He all gonna be crab legs.
Game two, we got the Rams. Game three, we got the Seahawks. I take us over the Seahawks. That's two wins. Like the Seahawks has. That's two wins.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Is it in Seattle or home?
It's at Seattle.
It don't matter.
Y'all ain't getting that.
They starting over.
Bruh.
I'll just get ready to say.
Have you ever been to Seattle for a game?
Hey, man. We can talk about the crowd all in one.
That crowd shit means
something. Ain't none of them dudes. That 12th man ain't suiting up, though, dog.
You right.
We just talked about Jameis and how Jameis will fuck up a game. Geno Smith will fuck that bitch up.
Oh, yeah. We had him. We had him to Eli, second to last year.
Gino. We see you, my boy.
We banking on you, Gino. We banking on you.
He will throw
so,
one.
So, hold up. Ass, bro. Hold up.
Gino whooped our ass when we went to Jets. I was at the 50-yard line off old Nate Daniel.
And you made it. You made it out alive.
I made it out alive.
You made it out alive, bro. Brother.
They wasn't talking back.
Right now. But
They had that look of disgust on their face, like.
We don't need the menu.
Hell no.
Hold on. Look, Mike Smith was not the quarterback. Mike Smith was not the quarterback.
This nigga just throwing out names.
Let's get back into this. We got Seattle. Cleveland Browns is the fourth game, and Cleveland is going to rely solely on defense because ain't going to be no Deshaun.
Ain't got no quarterback right now.
Ain't no Deshaun.
Ain't a mean running game.
Right, right. So, and that's going to be the teller. That's going to be what separates the Falcons. If they can do something, if we can stop the running game. We can't stop the running game. If we ain't adjusted to a running game.
Who we got on defense?
I mean, we got Grady in the middle. We got A.J. Terrell on the corner. Deion Jones, if he come back.
If you went from the middle of the line to the corner, we is fucked up.
Well, we got Deion Jones. We got to see what they got to do in the middle of the defense. You know what I'm saying? Deion Jones ain't played. He just had surgery probably a few
years. 2022, we don't nobody run up the middle.
But you know what, though?
You know what I'm saying?
Deion Jones got to beat Michael Walker out. I don't really think Deion Jones fit our defense.
He don't. He'll probably play more of an outside linebacker role.
Anybody that can tackle fit our defense.
Right. So. Let's carry it forward. Hold on, carry it forward.
Man, y'all should have got two of these pieces. This shit is biting.
Hey, Leak on killing this boy. He done had a whole thing by his damn self. So.
Yep.
All right, we got, what's up?
You need a big outside linebacker. You know what I'm saying? Deion Jones don't fit.
Well, he'll fit as an outside linebacker. He'll be okay. We need big inside linebackers who can move and tackle. So, we go from there. Like I said, Cleveland Browns. I'll give us the Browns.
On the road or home?
We at home. I'll give us the Browns.
I don't know.
So, that's
Brown,
three.
Brown got that D. You got to go get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, we got to go get Myles Garrett. But we mobile now. It ain't Matt Ryan statue ass standing in the parking. I mean, standing in the pocket.
We mobile when one of the quarterbacks in.
Mariota mobile.
So Mariota, y'all starter.
For game one until something proves otherwise.
Okay.
Mariota finna blow a flat tire, man.
I mean, even if Ritter comes in, they're still kind of clones of each other.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think we'll still be okay. Coming in, Tampa Bay is the next game. I take that L. San Francisco is the next game.
That's a hell of a defense.
We here at home. I take that L too, but I'm winning my bet because I'm already at like 3-4 game. Cincinnati come to town. If Cincinnati hasn't improved,
new offensive line.
Yeah, if they offensive line ain't
monsters
improved,
out on the edge.
All they need
to show me
one tackle.
Yeah, so they got to show me.
They get one tackle.
I take that. Right. I take another L. That's another L. Carolina comes to town. Carolina ain't got shit shaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna split with them, and I'll take the one at home. So that puts me at what? I got Carolina at home.
You got four.
So y'all ain't fucking with Baker?
Nah.
I got, he said, Seattle, New Orleans. That put me at four wins.
When you Chargers, got a starting quarterback, right, and you go and get a dude and give him 200 plus guaranteed money.
Yeah.
They not fucking with you.
Not just a dude. A dude with damn near 40 accusations of sexual misconduct.
So you know you're going to be dealing with shit.
It don't matter, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Danny got 11 games suspension.
I take this dude who getting sued by everybody in the goddamn state. Before I take Baker Mayfield.
I ain't going to lie. He got the best deal I ever seen anybody.
Ever. That's the best. Best contract ever.
100%
guaranteed?
Yeah.
The only person that beat him as far as just having controversy, the particular type of controversy going on and still getting paid and still being able to play is Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Because Big Ben had
Ben's
two.
Ben's going to be in prison.
Big Ben had two rape cases out there.
Big Ben was out there really raping chicks.
Yeah.
Steeler.
Uh-oh.
Big Ben wasn't he out there
What's up with y'all boy taking that little girl up through the
He was over here in Lake O'Connor. AB.
you a big Steelers fan. What say ye?
Absolutely. I don't deny what Big Ben was doing. Ben was taking it in the bathroom.
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying.
Like they went and married him. He even they found him a wife. Like, yeah, you about
yeah, yeah, you gotta get pregnant. ASAP.
They married him off. Yeah. For real. That's what the Rooneys do. We got some pool in the league.
Well, and that,
when you win like that.
That
you know?
Also is goodness. Is a franchise that can solve problems. You know what I'm saying? Like we can solve these problems because a lot of these franchises
like the mafia. Shut up.
That don't understand. Like, oh, we got an issue. How do we make it go away? We don't know how to make it go away. Like this whole like I take it back to the Falcons with Mike Vick. They didn't know how to make it go away. Part of it was Mike Vick, but part of it was Arthur Blank didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, because from the Steelers, once again, AB has been a nut. Yep. Y'all ain't realize he was a nut until he left Pittsburgh.
No. We knew he was a nut when he was goddamn getting cussed out because he was recording Mike Tomlin, like the coach. He recording the coach talking about the whole strategy for next week. He on Facebook Live. And he like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what? Hold on, now you in the locker room with the shit.
You know, he's stunned. He was just stunned, though.
He did. Mike did that to himself. That was arrogance on Mike Vick's behalf. Yep. So, just bringing it back in. So, we lose to Cincinnati. We beat Carolina in Atlanta. We lose to the Chargers lose to the Chargers at Atlanta. We lose to the Chargers here.
That quarterback is dope as fuck.
Yeah, Justin Herbert is fire.
I love
Justin
that.
Herbert is a young dude that's on the rise.
He's a fucking stud.
Yeah,
he is.
So we go turn around and go back to Carolina on a Thursday night. I'll take that L.
Short week.
I think that we could win personally, but I'll take that L for L's sake. I believe we turn around and we beat the Bears in Atlanta.
I can see that.
We turn around and beat the Bears. Then we go up to D.C. to play the commies. We play
the no draws.
The commandos. That's Thanksgiving weekend. That's the weekend after Thanksgiving. We go up to D.C. and we play. Talk about, once again, we talk about scandal on teams. Washington has I don't know how they haven't made Daniel Snyder sell the damn team yet.
Teflon Don.
This man has been accused of stealing money out of other owners' pockets.
Cause they too rich to really just be mad.
You ain't know that?
Owners don't go to jail, man.
You ain't know
they too rich to be mad.
So what goes on?
They'll punish them.
Just with G-Rush, what goes on is when it happens.
You don't punish owners.
When you come into town, they basically have like an allowance for what's going on. He would lower the allowance and negotiate
and
pocket the cap. Yeah, and pocket the money.
Per diem.
So you don't get all your allowance. I get a piece of it.
I fought with that nigga.
He's a thief.
He ain't really thieving.
Robert Kraft
repurposing money.
Robert Kraft got walked out in cuffs for being
at the spa. At the Oasis Spa.
Nothing happened. Owners don't go to jail. You can't police the owner.
Y'all got
too much money.
Hold on, what you say, Sheldon?
Y'all making Daniel Snyder sound like he trick, man. You got to pay a tax when you come into town.
you're right. Listen, hold on. Not only that, Daniel Snyder was pimping out the cheerleaders.
What?
Good Lord.
What? You don't remember?
Breaking news, because I ain't heard this shit.
Okay.
The commissioner.
Trust me, I read.
This
that's all
now
I do.
A news breaking podcast.
I don't do anything but read and watch. I watch these. So basically what happened was he was being sued by, I want to say.
For pimping.
Five chili. So what happens is, you know how like all you go to a team and they have like the calendar of all the cheerleaders or whatever. So what they would do, they would go out. No. They would go out, and they would go out on this boat, and the head cheerleader or the whatever she's called, the organizer,
right,
would basically be like, hey, we're going
the
out.
House mom.
We're going to – I didn't want to call her that. Cause
I'll take that. House mom.
We're going out on Dan Schneider's boat, and we're going to take these pictures. This is for the calendar. But when we get there
it's a bunch of old niggas with their thing out.
AB is the CEO. Is the CEO of XYZ company, and he's a friend of Dan Snyder. Dr. Anderson is the CEO of such and such company, and he's a friend of Dan Snyder.
Show him a
And that's what they would say. You might want to be friendly with these guys because they can take you places. And so they would get in these places, and so you would get into these spots, and they would kind of proposition you like, hey, you want a good time? You want, you know how all these, you see all these IG chicks, tomorrow, I got flued out and all this shit, and you in these places, but they never show you the dude that flew them out.
So some one of them girls.
As long as you ain't fucking the player, they okay.
Because you
and,
fucking
and
them.
And the girl that told probably just went higher on the ticket than they wanted to pay her.
You know.
And she tried to act like
that shit is
she
wild,
was forced
bro.
So
to do it.
That's exactly
how
what
many
was
times
going
did you
on
do it before you told.
But that's what was going on, man. Like he was compromising a lot of these young ladies into getting his homeboys sexual favors from
but
the cheerleaders.
I can't hold on. Let me push back a little bit just for pushback's sake. I was waiting on you to say. Yeah, he put the pistol to them bitches' head and said, "Drop it."
This is a
he
white
do that.
Man.
He put you in a position you could say no.
Right. You can say no, and that's his defense.
Right, but
that's
just
his
understand
defense.
The environment. It's not a in a. At the end of the day,
so
the NFL
this is what
is a
I'm
corporation.
Gonna, this is what I'm going to tell you.
This is the moment when you act like you want to know how to act. No, like
this is what I'm also going to say.
You want to be with your mama raised?
As a cheerleader, these chicks is making like $20 a game.
More, like
they
a,
ain't making
like
no
100,
money.
Like a 100,
maybe 100. Depending on what team.
Again, yeah.
It ain't 20,000 a year. Nah. It ain't quite 20,000 a year.
It's like a volunteer opportunity.
Yeah. It's damn near charity.
Well, you better heard that.
So
if
you really
had with my daughter,
if you really want to make it,
thought you were gonna be a cheerleader.
If you really want to make it, you got to do something strange for a little piece of change. You know what I'm saying? I can get you to the top, baby. Hit you with some of that Mac.
What position?
It can be. I can get you to the top, baby. It can be me and you.
Professor, the cheerleader.
It can be me
and
you. But you just
got to
know how
money.
To act when you get there.
Exactly.
If you don't know how to act when you get there, I can't work with you. I can't do nothing for you.
Hey, that's kind of messed up, though. Pay them girl, man. Get them cheerleaders some more money, man.
The NFL makes too much
money.
Yeah,
they ought
to
be making at least $100,000.
Pay them people.
If you're going to be a professional team's cheerleader.
6 to 8?
6 to 8.
That's the average cheerleader?
It's an average professional football cheerleader in the U.S. makes $68,103.
Yeah, I would say, not the way they complaining.
But I mean, it used to be about, honestly, I remember it used to be like $20-something thousand.
But hold on, we're getting off the track. Yeah, once again, the Atlanta Falcons, I believe we're going to go up to D.C. and beat the Commandos.
Pay them women's.
Yeah, pay them, true. Then... The steel is coming. I mean, it's a job, dog. Like, if you
paying for what?
If you're legit paying, that's tough. You know.
Don't answer that question, KG, as your non-lawyer representative.
If
answer that question.
If you are paying a guy $45,000, $50,000, $60,000 to squirt Gatorade in another man's mouth, you can pay the cheerleader.
I see why them New York niggas be pausing sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, but
shit outrageous.
Have you seen
no,
what goes
I,
on?
I,
know
no,
what I'm
no,
saying?
No, oh, no.
And these dudes, they folding up towels. They ain't doing nothing extra. You know what I'm saying? They folding up towels.
Yeah.
They washing jerseys.
I done beat a couple of my teammates up playing them locker room game.
Hey, but the
yeah, play too much, no.
It's probably a little bit more important than cheerleading.
Well, those dudes are, they have contracts, and I agree with that. Now, that's up to the dude who's bringing the beer. He should have a contract with the stadium, and they whatever deal they work out on however much stuff is getting paid and however much money he's making, he gets a percentage off that.
If your cheerleader's
he should be entrepreneurial.
If your cheerleader's ugly, I think they should get paid differently. Am I true?
I mean,
hello, where everybody go?
So
did I say
how do we?
Isn't that like a qualification?
Which brings me to game. Which brings me to the next game, Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, it's some meat on that bone right now, man. Like, what are the qualifications for a cheerleader, man? Let's get to the nitty gritty.
I don't
shit,
believe
man.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have the hottest looking women.
Hey, you're absolutely right about that. But right. They're hard working.
No man.
they blue collar.
And say
they work hard.
That cheerleader outfit got overalls.
They better be on that boat.
But they can put up some sheetrock.
They better be on that boat.
Man said they still need to put up sheetrock.
They better be on that boat doing a little something strange for a piece of change.
Yeah, they better get on the boat. They better get on the boat.
So
there we go.
This is a coin flip to me. And KG, you can tell me what you think.
Now I want to know who got the finest chili.
Yo, the Cowboys do.
This was a thing when we was in school playing. I don't know how many of y'all played school ball. But we.
Atlanta does
have
some nice women.
You see what you did to the room?
Atlanta does have some nice women.
You see what you did to the room? You see what you did to the room?
Atlanta does have some nice females.
Yo.
Shout out to Skip. I don't know Black about the cheerleaders.
Yo, the Dolphins, though. Right
now is from Atlanta in this room. You said that to say what, my boy? You said that to say what, nigga? You just talking.
But.
You see what I'm saying?
But bringing it back, bringing it back, bringing it back, bringing it back. Hold on, bring it back.
That man built like the Green Lantern symbol.
He's stupid. That was crazy. It's not the Green Lantern symbol.
That boy built like the Green Lantern symbol in here, man. What's wrong with this man?
That was crazy.
But what the hell is wrong with this man?
Yo, KG.
What is going on?
What about Pittsburgh Steelers that we supposed to be afraid of?
Yo, so T.J. Watt, top 10 defensive player?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, we can run the football. Najee Harris? Yeah.
I like their running back.
We could toss him.
I like Najee.
Hey, the rookie quarterback we drafted, Kenny Pickett? Yeah.
I like the receiver. I like George Pickens.
UGA was talking about. George Pickens, that deal. Yeah, I like y'all should be scared. And at that time, we're going to have things together by the time we see the Falcons.
So Trubisky's going to do it?
Nah, Trubisky playing the first three games.
He's saying Pickett going to fill in after a while.
Pickett going to fill in after the first three.
So, all right, pick.
How do y'all discuss all of this non-championship shit?
What?
Get the fuck out of here, Mason Rudolph. Allegedly.
You capping for him now?
He capping for him.
KG, you riding with the racists?
Allegedly.
That's a joke.
Them Steelers teams be sketchy, man. They doing whatever the fuck they want to do over there, man.
Y'all some goddamn pirates. Yeah.
That's damn near they logo.
Raping bitches. Calling niggas.
What's a Steeler? What the hell is a Steeler? That's a pirate, motherfucker.
Yo.
He talking about they still. They still.
Right.
Don't nobody want no Mason Rudolph. Hold on.
One nigga dead.
Who was dead?
What nigga dead?
He just saying if Trubisky go down, that's who they stuck with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Haskins, bro.
Haskins. Yeah, Haskins.
Damn, I was fucked up.
R.I.P. Dwayne Haskins, man. Don't do a man like that. Hold on.
KG, hold on.
We're going to put KG off the hook. We're going to let KG off the hook. Hold on.
Deontay Johnson, what you talking about? Man, Schuster is high garbage.
Hold on. So, After the Steelers, Atlanta goes to New Orleans. Like I said, we split. We take the first game. We'll get them the game in the N.O.
Hell nah, we're gonna 2-0 there.
Bruh, you better cut it out. Jameis,
it's a rivalry.
Them the two games we gonna win this year, both New Orleans games.
It's a rivalry.
Yeah, you split the rivalry.
Even in New Orleans' best day. We were splitting. You know what I'm saying? It's a rivalry. You know what I'm saying? I won't just sit out here
and
be like.
We're going to win both them. Them the only two games we're going to win, are you?
And then.
Both of them.
We go after that, we got the Baltimore Ravens. I take
so
that in.
Your stomach?
And now. on January 1st, we got the Arizona Cardinals. As we all know. After, like, game 9, 10, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, the league has figured you out, you know what I'm saying? So that's a toss-up. Then we got Tampa Bay to close it out, which is I take that as another L.
Now, we might win, Tom. Brady might don't even play.
They're going to already have it in the bag.
Yeah, they're having it in the bag. Brady don't even play. We're going to win that one.
So, but legit, hold up. Before we go into that, legit, I'm looking at the Falcons. And I didn't say before, but looking at how the closer and closer we get to the season, I can honestly see 6 wins, which it ain't championship football by no means. But I still hold in my heart that I'm winning my bet with my folk who said we weren't going to win but 3. Or we were in less than the 3.
Yeah, I don't see us going less than 3, but I don't see us going more than 6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, we
won 7 games with Gorilla Glue.
So, a whole different schedule, though. It was a whole different schedule. I agree with you, but it was a whole different schedule.
The last
he don't
game,
need a damn mic. We can hear that.
Man, we can Jameis Winston threw for 30 fucking touchdowns and 30 interceptions as a
and
quarterback.
You ate 30 cheeseburgers.
Now, hell yeah, I'm hungry as a bitch too, ugly ass little boy. You know what I'm saying? Look.
What is your point?
I'm saying, so look, Jameis Winston ain't going to do shit. He got hurt after the 4th game of the season last year. And they ain't do shit.
You think
shit.
He gonna keep getting hurt?
He gonna keep getting hurt unless he keeps stealing his goddamn crab legs.
So hold up. So real quick, hold up. What's your prediction, Atlanta? What's your prediction for Atlanta? How many wins?
I'm gonna give Atlanta goddamn 7 wins.
Okay. Pass the mic to KG. KG, Pittsburgh, how many wins?
Man, KG, don't lie to yourself, bro. Don't lie to yourself.
Pittsburgh, how many wins?
So you understand that Tomlin has never had a losing season, right?
We understand that. Yeah. Every year is a new year. Let's talk
Absolutely.
About it.
No we win. No, we win.
No
we win 10 games.
So
we
that
win
means,
10 games.
So you're saying at least
you're gonna
10
win 10 games. Okay. Hold on. Give me G-Rush. G-Rush, a Cowboy fan. I want to hear a Cowboy fan tell me.
Oh, Lord. These delusional guys.
10 wins. You heard that, Wayne?
Going
we
home.
Got, hold on.
Going so, home hold in on, the first on. Round.
I got a Giants fan. We talked to you. How many wins?
7.
7 wins for the Giants. All right. Anybody else represent any other squad in here? They want to put your early prediction in for your team.
So we can pull it back up later.
Hold on, Black.
Man, I reckon we got the Miami Dolphin, man.
Miami Dolphin? How the hell?
Yeah, man. We got a squad. This shit, boy. You better understand that. You better understand
this
them Dolphins.
This nigga came in here.
I'm Dave Connor.
This nigga came in here talking about
the
Miami Dolphins.
Seven wins for the Miami Dolphins. All right, hold on.
So ain't no good teams in here then, but we go.
Hey, what I said, what was the theme last year? What mean last week? What I say, what on the Toy Story, y'all see? You seen Toy Story?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the little fork, and he was like.
Forky.
And he was talking to Woody. He was kept trying to go in the trash can.
The
and
best
Woody was,
trash.
Right, he was like, you just like me.
You just like me.
Trash.
Hey, man, that's one of the hardest lines in the history of entertainment.
So, hold on. Where Reese go? Where Reese go? Tell Reese come back in.
Toy Story 4, I think.
He said 7 for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
You said 7 for the Falcons. How many think for the Dolphins?
11.
11?
You know it's 17 games. You talking about 11 and 0. So y'all need to go.
You talking about you?
Stop. Yeah. Stop at the 11.
Are you talking about the Hurricanes?
Count the rest of them, bitch. You talking about the
12-4 in the AFC East. Okay.
All right. Hold on. So this is what I want to do. Once again, I want to take a pause for the calls. We're gonna let DJ Reese Boogie do his thing. I'm gonna refill my cup. And once again, if you are out here, you're listening to my voice. We are at 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. We're here every Monday. The Blends Too.
Yeah.
All my folks in the building. We got
having
the front line in the building. We got Greenwood Whiskey in the building. The Garlito is popping in the building. Dr. David Anderson, my financial gurus, are
Green
in
Lantern.
The building. DJ Reese Boogie is in the building. Country Cool in the building. We're going to get ready to go here. My boy Zone 3 AB, we in the building. We finna get ready to do what we do. DJ Reese Boogie. Let's roll.
Somebody pass me a switch.